First up, the news that's taken Washington by surprise today. Porter Goss has resigned as head of the CIA. Goss has only been in the job 20 months. He was brought in to shake up an agency still reeling from two huge failures, September 11th, and the bad intelligence on Iraq's pre-war weapons programs. Goss gave no reason today for his departure, and so far no replacement has been named. In just a few minutes, I'll talk with the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, but first, we'll begin with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
Porter Goss's short tenure has got to rank as one of the rockiest in the history of the CIA. Within weeks of his arrival back in November 2004, CIA insiders were describing the situation at Langley headquarters in terms ranging from an out-of-control food fight to chaos to all-out war. Dozens of senior officials were either fired or walked out. President Bush alluded to the upheaval today when he announced Goss's resignation.
Porter's tenure at the CIA was one of transition. He's helped this agency become integrated into the intelligence community, and that was a tough job, and he's led ably.
Goss has made clear his top priority in the job was rebuilding the agency's clandestine service, encouraging CIA spies to take more risks. He also wanted to improve analysis, and he oversaw a massive recruitment drive to bring in new talent. Today, Goss told the president he believes he's made good progress.
I would like to report back to you that I believe the agency is on a very even keel, sailing well. I honestly believe that we have improved dramatically. Your goals for our nation's intelligence capabilities, which are, in fact, the things that I think are keeping us very safe.
But many would disagree with that assessment. Several CIA veterans, speaking on condition they not be named, say Goss's departure is the best thing for an agency where morale is at an all-time low. One described himself as absolutely delighted at today's news and said Goss's poor relations with many of his own staff will be remembered as a defining characteristic of his tenure. This former official pointed to the contrast between Goss's departure announcement today, a carefully scripted photo op in the Oval Office, and George Tenet's 2 years ago. Tenet delivered the news in an emotional speech at Langley headquarters, where many of his employees said they cried along with their outgoing boss. John Brennan left the CIA last fall after a long career, including stints as a station chief in the Middle East and acting director of the new National Counterterrorism Center. Brennan declined to speculate on why Goss is leaving now, but he suggested his record as CIA chief could have been stronger.
As I look at the agency, I think there is a lot of room for improvement. When I look back over the past 2 years, I don't really see the agency as an institution has made a lot of the progress that I think was hoped for.
Today, Goss offered no reason for his departure. Certainly, the job he ended up doing was different from the one he accepted back in 2004. The intervening months have seen a radical overhaul of U.S. intelligence and the creation of a new position, Director of National Intelligence, that outranks Goss. The CIA chief no longer serves as the president's chief intelligence advisor, nor does he wield authority over the 15 other U.S. spy agencies. The demotion may have chafed. John Brennan says what's important now, though, is looking forward to what a new chief may bring to the agency.
With some new leadership, there'll be a new sense of enthusiasm. It might attract some new people back, but the important thing is also to make sure that the new blood that has been brought into the agency over the past several years really believes in their future and that they see a long-term career because they have very high expectations about their contribution.
So speculation now turns to who will get the job. Among the names already circulating, Francis Fragos Townsend, the president's Homeland Security advisor, and Mary Margaret Graham, a longtime CIA spy who now works as a top deputy to National Intelligence Director John Negroponte. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.